Welcome to Healthy You, brought to you by the Greater Peoria Area Edition of Healthy Cells Magazine. Now here's your host, Kim Brooks Miller.
Health is a huge topic this day and age, whether it be health information technology, healthy living, or healthcare in general. But have you ever thought about having a career or changing your career to pursue the health field? Today we have Dr. Leah Grebner from Mid-State College as our guest, and a current student, Rachel Freiman, who will share her experience in training for the health field. Now, let me introduce Dr. Grebner to you. Now, she is not a stranger to Healthy You. We're pleased to have her back on. But she is the director of health information technology at Mid-State College. She has 25 years of experience in the health information management career field. Her diverse background includes acute care inpatient and outpatient, home health, skilled nursing, physician office, and consulting in a variety of settings. She enjoys sharing her passion for this career field, not only through teaching, but also by volunteering with professional organizations at the regional, state, and national levels. Dr. Grebner is currently a member of the AHIMA Consumer Engagement Practice Council. Her greatest area of passion in the health information management field is provision of education to the public regarding personal health records and health literacy. This also inspired her to pursue her dissertation research study related to promoting health literacy. She has published two textbooks, one about medical coding and another book called Ethics Case Studies for Health Information Management. So, and we also have Rachel Freiman, who is joining us in the studio today, who is currently a student at Mid-State College, who's going to share her experience. So welcome to the show, ladies. It's great to have you here today.
Thanks. It's great to be here.
Glad to be here.
Let's talk a little bit about Mid-State first. Dr. Grebner, just a brief kind of summation before we jump right into your program.
Mid-State College has been around the Peoria area since actually 1888. It started out as Brown's Business College before it was bought by the Bunch family. Since then, Mid-State College now serves over 700 students and offers six bachelor's degrees in business administration, accounting, computer information systems, health services management, real-time reporting, and law and social justice. We also have seven associate degree programs and three diploma programs. Mid-State primarily serves adult learners in a family atmosphere. Mid-State provides flexible scheduling options, small class sizes, and real-world experiences in the classroom for the students.
That is terrific, and I know it's a very good facility. It's very much respected, too. So, okay, let's jump into your program, and if you could tell us a little bit about it and in more detail.
Okay, I actually have two programs in my department. The first one is Medical Coding Specialist, which is a diploma program. And in this program, students learn things like medical terminology, anatomy and physiology, disease processes, pharmacology or medications, law and ethics, and then, of course, the coding guidelines.
Mm-hmm.
The other program in my department is the Health Information Technology program, and it's actually stackable. It's an associate degree that stacks on top of the Medical Coding Specialist program. So you can start with one and go right into the other one, and you can complete your degree. So it includes the same classes as in the coding program, plus principles of health information management and electronic health records.
Oh, okay. And electronic health records are really big. I mean, that's the way things are going now. So I'm sure there's a lot of interest
in
this topic. Yeah. Yeah. And especially technology, because that's definitely the way that things are going. Now, can one person take one program or another, Dr. Grebner?
Yes.
Okay. They don't have to do both, but they can take
right.
one or another. Okay. Very good. Now, what is health information technology? And can you give us a little bit of background on it and where it is today?
That's always a tough question to answer. I always like to, when people ask what the career field is, I always say it used to be medical records, but now it's a lot more than that. With the electronic health records, we've gone outside of the walls of the traditional medical records department, and we're doing a lot more things. We're doing things that used to be nursing jobs, such as utilization review, case management, and those type of things. You know, we're working in the technology areas now where we never used to be. So we're working right alongside with the IT folks.
Mm-hmm. And what caught your interest in this area particularly?
I actually started off in nursing school and decided that I didn't care as much for the patient care side of things, but I loved the medical field. And so that's what attracted me to this field.
Mm-hmm. And so Mid-State saw a need And then you came along and helped to put that need together for these programs.
Yes, actually, they had done quite a bit of research before bringing on the program. They checked to see if there was a need in the community. And then besides looking at the medical community in Peoria, we wanted to look at, were there other programs that are in our geographic region? You know, besides a bachelor's degree program, it's in Bloomington Normal, there were no health information technology associate degree programs in central Illinois. So there was a definite need. Mid-State College also has lifetime job placement through our career services department. And so they're in touch with, you know, what the classified ads are, what's out there that's available in the community. We actually have students all over the state of Illinois. And so we're looking at the job markets in other places besides Peoria as well to help out those students.
Mm-hmm. And so that's also where you knew that having the information health technology program would be a very good fit and help people get jobs.
Exactly.
Now, what kind of places do your graduates find employment?
Well, we've got the obvious places like hospitals and physician offices, but we also have graduates placed at insurance companies, long-term care facilities, ambulatory surgery centers, durable medical equipment providers, dental offices, and we even have graduates working for the prison system through the Department of Corrections. One of the courses in the program is alternate healthcare settings, and it goes through and presents information about 16 different settings in which students might seek employment. And the students just love that class because there's a lot of options they didn't realize were out there.
Really? Could you give us a couple examples of something that may not be your typical place? I mean, the prisons, obviously, but...
One option that a lot of people don't think about is veterinary medicine, because pets have records too. Another one is, after they get a little bit more experience, they might go in and work as consultants. And they could do auditing, they can do education. There's a lot of different things that you can do as a consultant.
Mm-hmm. So really, it's a great base.
Yes.
To spin off on a lot of things. Mm-hmm. And particularly as we see health technology grow, I mean, there are areas we probably don't even know right now.
Oh, the opportunities are endless.
Yeah, and that's what's exciting. And I know that's why it makes you so passionate about your area, Dr. Mm-hmm. Grebner. So now, what kind of jobs might your graduates pursue?
Graduates of the Medical Coding Specialist Program might seek employment as a medical coder, medical biller, a documentation improvement coordinator, or a coding auditor. Health information technology graduates can do the same things as medical coding specialist graduates, often for more pay. Plus, there's a wide variety of other options, including release of information specialist, electronic health record trainer, privacy officer, security officer, utilization reviewer, quality assurance reviewer, compliance officer, research assistant, and many others.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, let's go back. There was something that was new to me here. Actually, a couple. Electronic health record trainer. What does that mean? And then also utilization reviewer. I had never heard of those two things before. And I'm sure our, you know, listeners are like, wow, that sounds really cool. What is it?
Okay, with the electronic health record trainer, we've got this new piece of technology that's out there. And you think about the doctors and nurses, they don't go to school to learn how to use a computer. And so this person trains the clinicians on how to use the electronic health records.
Okay. Or they could have a scribe do it.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, gotcha. Now, what about utilization reviewer?
Utilization reviewer, we take a look at your insurance company will only cover certain things, and we want to make sure that the facilities aren't overutilizing their resources and that they're staying within the boundaries of what insurance will cover.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And I have one other question about the compliance officer. I think a lot of people are concerned about information health technology. We've talked about this before on air, and I believe you've also written to it in the magazine, which we so appreciate your articles, Dr. Grebner. But as a compliance officer, what would one be doing?
You're making sure that the healthcare facility is compliant with laws like HIPAA, making sure they're compliant with state laws mm-hmm. and other regional regulations.
Mm-hmm. Good. Now, you know, this health information technology field is very broad, but I'm sure it takes a special kind of person to do well. There are certain traits that would make somebody wonderful in that field. Can you share some of those with us?
It usually takes somebody who's very detail-oriented, somebody that works well independently, and somebody who's interested in pursuing lifelong continuing education, because there's always new things coming up in the healthcare field that they need to stay aware of.
Mm-hmm. When you talked about lifelong learning, Dr. Grebner, I'm sure that this will be a part of continuing education with all the changes that will be happening over the years.
Yes, and the graduates of the program might pursue specialty credentials, and part of these credential maintenance includes continuing education on a two-year cycle.
Okay.
So you have to have so many hours based on which credentials you have.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That makes a lot of sense. Now, how long do the programs in your department take to complete?
For a full-time student, the medical coding specialist diploma takes approximately 1 year to complete, and the health information technology is a two-year associate degree. Now, if you're going part-time, that could take a little bit longer.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, are there any special certifications that students in your programs may attain after graduation?
Of course. Coding graduates can take the Certified Coding Associate, or CCA, exam through AHIMA, which is the American Health Information Management Association, or they may take the Certified Professional Coder, CPC, exam through the American Academy of Professional Coders, or AAPC. Now, since the Health Information Technology Program is accredited by the Commission on Accreditation for Health Informatics and Information Management Education, or CAHIM, graduates are eligible to take the Registered Health Information Technician, or RHIT, exam through AHIMA.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, with that good information, we are going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back and talk with Rachel Freiman about her experience in this program. My name is Kim Brooks Miller with Healthy Cells Magazine of the Greater Peoria Area, and my special guests today are Dr. Leah Grebner, who is the Director of Health Information Technology at Mid-State College, and, of course, Rachel Freiman, who we'll be talking with next. We'll be right back.
Mid-State graduate Amber Davis.
I chose to go into the Certified Medical Assistant Program due to my first son being born early. I had him at 23 weeks. We spent 90 days in the NICU, and there were a couple nurses. They were so amazing with me going through the ordeal that it really made me realize that I wanted to go into the medical field. And then when choosing a school to go to, Mid-State was the proper choice for myself, so I picked the Medical Assisting Program.
With an associate degree in medical assisting from Mid-State College, you'll be on your way to a fulfilling career doing administrative and clinical work in a medical office. And thanks to flexible scheduling and shorter terms, you get your degree faster at Mid-State College. Summer term begins May 18th. For more information about graduation rates, the median debt of students who completed programs, and other important information, please visit midstate.edu/programs.
What I love the most about Mid-State, it's just really warm here. Everybody made me feel at home here at Mid-State.
Mid-State, where it all comes together.
The Greater Peoria Metro Area Edition of Healthy Cells Magazine is a monthly professional publication dedicated to promoting healthy lifestyles. Healthy Cells Magazine brings you the latest information from respected physicians and other health-related professionals in regards to exercise, nutrition, emotional health, and overall current be-in-the-know related information. Pick up your free copy of Healthy Cells Magazine at over 800 medically-related offices and retail locations in the Greater Peoria Metro Area, or find them on Facebook at Healthy Cells Peoria.
And welcome back to Healthy You. This is Kim Brooks Miller with Healthy Cells Magazine of the Greater Peoria Metro Area. And it's so great to have you coming alongside us this morning and to talk about this great program on health information technology. My special guests are Dr. Leah Grebner, who is the Director of Health Information Technology at Mid-State College. But we also have Rachel Freiman, who is going to be with us to talk about her direct experience. So, Rachel, thanks for coming on the show. We really appreciate it. Why did you choose Mid-State College?
I chose Mid-State because I'm a busy working mother, and I didn't have the availability to go to class. So I had a friend tell me how I could achieve my degree online at Mid-State.
Oh, okay. So you're taking the class online then.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yep.
That is wonderful. And I bet that really works well with your schedule, doesn't it?
It's great. Yeah. There, I don't have to have a babysitter or anything to pursue my schoolwork.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now tell me, what do you like best about the program? Maybe let me back up. How long have you been doing the program?
A little over a year.
Little over a year,
yeah.
Now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what do you like best about the program?
I like that I can receive my associate's degree for health information technology online, and that my instructors are very friendly, and they are always worrying about their students, and they hold them at a very high standard.
Okay, what do you mean by that?
I can email Leah in the middle of the night, and she will email me back.
Wait, why does that not surprise me? Yeah.
Yes, they're just really attentive and show their students a lot of attention and make sure that that you know that you're important.
Mm-hmm. Now, why did you choose health information technology? There are a lot of other great offerings there at MidState, but what really kind of drew you to that?
I've constantly heard nonstop that the medical field is ever-changing and there's so many job opportunities, and especially health information technology is going to continue growing with electronic health records and everything. So it's just never-ending opportunities, it seems like.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you kind of consider yourself a computer person? I mean, have you always been analytical that way?
Absolutely not, no. When I first started, I did not know much about computers. I have became very proficient in technology anyways. Mm-hmm. So it's just a learning experience, and I feel like I'm getting better and better at it consistently.
Mm-hmm. So if somebody came into the program and, you know, Dr. Grebner, correct me, they don't have to be a whiz.
No, we'll teach you everything you know. We start off in the first term. There's a class called Computer Usage and Software Applications, and it starts you off with, you know, your Microsoft suite, you know, with your Word, PowerPoint, Access, Excel, and even how to use email. So we start you off with the basics before we work up to the electronic health records.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's reassuring, especially there are a lot of people out there that feel like, oh, I'd have to have a degree already or, you know, a lot of experience. So that's really reassuring to know. So now tell me, what do you think makes a student successful from your point of view?
I think a successful student is self-disciplined, dedicated, self-motivated, has proper time management, and is always held accountable for everything.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, you're raising a little one, so you really do have to do the time, you know, management piece. Mm-hmm. And work around that. Now, has MidState been helpful that way with working with your schedule?
Absolutely. They offer flex learning classes where you can do online and go to class, which is great, or do everything in school or do everything online.
Oh, that's neat. I did not know that. That would be very handy for a lot of people, and including people that are currently working but want to change their career or build on top of their career. Having flexibility would be like that. Now, I know we were talking about earlier, actually before we were on air, we were talking about some of the things that MidState College does to help make a student successful. Would you like to share that with us, Dr. Grebner?
Sure. One of the things, actually, this flex learning has kind of dovetailed into that, because it'll give a student like Rachel, who's completely online, the opportunity to, if there's one week that, say, the material's, you know, very difficult and they want that face-to-face, they have that opportunity to go to the classroom instead of or as well as being online. We also have tutoring services available for our students, and we have a whole department that's dedicated to student success that works with the students, watches students who maybe have poor attendance. If we have noticed a student who's not there, we're going to give them a call. One of the things that I do when I welcome students at orientation is I tell them, welcome to the MidState family, because we care about our students just like we would one of our family members. We worry about them if they're not there, and we want to make sure, you know, that they're successful in what they're doing.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're not just a number, because it is smaller classes. You can give them more one-on-one attention, and I think that's neat. You know, when I was going through school and I had the smaller classes, I really appreciated it, because not only did I get to know students more, but I really got to know the professor, which was very helpful, and how I turned out as a student. And I turned out okay. I graduated with honors and I made it through, so that's a good thing. So, Rachel, what are your plans after you graduate?
I would like to take my certified coding associate's exam, begin my career as a medical coder, and then at some point take the RHIT exam, and after that become a director of a health information management department.
Now, do you have other friends, Rachel, that are also at MidState too?
I do. I have a friend that is in the paralegal program also.
Mm-hmm. And so now, Dr. Grebner, will that student also have the same kind of support?
Absolutely. All of our programs have the same kind of – you get a lot more one-on-one support at MidState College, because we do get to know the students better. And so we have that in all departments.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's really neat to know. You know, ladies, I think it's good to share, if somebody is considering this program, what might you tell them?
I would tell someone that they have flexible day and night classes. It's always a family atmosphere. You can achieve your degrees online, and it's just an all-around great environment.
Mm-hmm. So, Rachel, what finally made you sign up for the program and get going in it?
I have been a hairstylist for around 8 years, and I was just ready to have a steady income and have insurance at some point. And I knew the medical field was the perfect profession for me to have all of that.
Mm-hmm. Right. And it is a big industry, thanks to baby boomers.
Yes.
That would be including me at the tail end. So, and what about, Dr. Leo, we were talking a little bit earlier about financial aid. Because I know for a lot of people, that is a thing. People think, oh, I can't afford this. I can't do this. But you brought up some very good points earlier.
There are a lot of options available for financial aid, and actually our admissions department helps the students from the point of filling out their financial aid FAFSA to applying for scholarships. There's a lot of scholarships available that people aren't aware of as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, what's your average age of students?
The average age of students at Mid-State College is 33. So we have a lot of people who it's been a long time since they've been in high school. And that sometimes is, you know, a fear factor that a lot of people have to face.
Yeah, absolutely.
That I haven't been in school for a while. And so we help students get past that fear.
Mm-hmm. And part of that can be the tutoring, just getting them up to speed where they need to be.
Mm-hmm. Or even help with time management skills.
Yeah, that's good. And, you know, and the reason I'm saying that, for those of you that are listening, you might think, you know, I'm really ready to do something different, or I'd be very interested in having a career in information, health technology, or just the health field, period. And a lot of times we think, oh, I had to take time out, I had to raise children, I had to do this. But now you all make it very available for people, and I think that somebody needs to look into this. Now, our time is starting to wrap up, and I want to thank you both so much for being on the show. What kind of final word of advice would you like to leave the listeners? And we'll start first with you, Rachel.
If you want to make a change in your life, you'll do it. You'll find time to do the homework. You'll find time to go to class. If you want it, you'll do it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And Dr. Grebner?
As somebody who's recently finished going to school, working full-time and raising a family, I can fully agree with what she said about if you want to do it, you'll do it. I was so busy during that time that I didn't even realize how busy I was, and it happened.
Mm-hmm. It does. Well, ladies, thank you so much for being on air and talking about the program. I'm really excited about it. Like I said, maybe it's something I should be signing up for, too, just to learn more about it, because I know it's just such a huge wave of the future. I mean, it's here, and I think a lot of us don't realize that, but I think as time continues on, it will be even more of a demand. So, Rachel, I want to wish you the best as you wrap up everything and go on. I look forward to hearing great things about you. And Dr. Grebner, as usual, your care for the students and passion in what you do is always impressive. So thank you. If this show has piqued your interest in Mid-State College's health programs or any of the other programs that they offer, and you're thinking of a change of career or even furthering your current career, please be in touch with Mid-State College. They would be happy to visit with you. Their website is midstate.edu. Let me repeat that for you. It is midstate.edu, or you can call 309-692-4092. Let me repeat that for you. It is 692-4092. And I want to thank everyone who tuned in this week and for sharing your busy time with us. This is Kim Brooks-Miller with Healthy Cells Magazine and the Greater Peoria Metro Area Edition hosting Healthy You. Now be sure to pick up your copy of Healthy Cells Magazine at over one of our 800 locations. And now you can read us online too. Just go to healthycellsmagazine.com/Peoria. And you can take these podcasts with you anywhere on Healthy You. Just go to the website and past podcasts will be there ready for you, including this one after we have aired. I just want to thank you again for joining us, and God bless you. And we look forward to being with you again next Saturday. Until then, be in your best health now.
Whether you're looking to find a new career or just advance in the field you're currently in, Mid-State College has programs to help you get where you want to go, plus flexible scheduling with shorter terms so you get your degree faster. If you're considering a career in human resources, Mid-State College offers a bachelor degree in business administration with a new concentration in human resource management, which could open career opportunities for you in exciting areas like recruiting, employee relations, training and development, business management, and more. Plus, you'll learn other specialized skills like leadership, problem solving, and communications to help you succeed in today's complex business environment. And if you already have a business career, a BBA degree from Midstate could help you open up new paths for your continued success. Summer term begins May 18th, so don't delay. For more information about graduation rates, the median debt of students who completed programs, and other important information, please visit midstate.edu/programs. Midstate College, where it all comes together.